Dioceses around the world are preparing for the upcoming Year of Faith, which will focus on the new evangelization. This year will focus on how to present the gospel in areas which were once strongly Christian. One such area is the Canadian province of Quebec, which was once seen as the Catholic bedrock of North America. However, in recent years, it has become more and more secular. Last year, Quebec City received a new Archbishop, Gerald Lacroix, who has been using modern means of communication like Facebook and Twitter to evangelise. He also wears a fish hook on his lapel, which he told us is a symbol of his mission. He spoke to Sean Patrick Lovett about his work.
Well, you know, the church, not only in Quebec, but in North America and Europe, is in need, and the Holy Father has stressed this now for all his pontificate, and Pope John Paul II also, is in need of new evangelization. That is the big challenge right now. We have a lot of people who identify themselves to the Christian culture, Judeo-Christian culture, who have roots, who have some knowledge of it, but need to deepen their faith. Being baptized or receiving First Communion, or some of them receiving the sacrament of marriage, confirmation, is one thing. But having a deeper faith, a better relationship with the Lord, and living truly as Christians is quite a challenge. That is the challenge that is before us now, I would say. How are we going to present to our brothers and sisters of Quebec the good news of Jesus Christ and invite them to become truly Christian from A to Z, to accept the gospel, to accept the way of life, new life in Jesus Christ. And that is where we're at right now, yeah.
And you've already started, haven't you? Because you're also a very media-savvy clergyman. even as a bishop, you were on Facebook. You are on Facebook.
Yes.
You have your Twitter feed.
Yes.
How do you see these new, so-called new means of communications, new media, as being a tool to reach out and do and achieve the, confront the challenges that face you?
Well, you know, this year we're celebrating the 50 years of the opening of the Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council, which was an invitation to open the doors and open the windows to have a better dialogue with the world. Today, that's where the world is at. And we need to be. And I think the Holy Father is giving us the example. He himself is on Facebook and Twitter, and he uses social media to be in dialogue. What I really enjoy in these new media is to be in contact with people who are outside our doors and outside our institutions and our parishes. Young people, many young people, and not so young, who will, through Twitter, through Facebook in a special way, chat with you for a few minutes. It's 3, 4, 5 sentences that you exchange, but it's an opportunity to enter into dialogue. The name of the game is dialogue, building relationships, listening, encountering people where they are. I've seen also through these social media, when I invite to a special encounter, a special meeting, a special celebration, people answer, and people will come up to me at the end of an event and say, Archbishop, I came because you invited us on Facebook, on Twitter. I would have never have come. I haven't been to church in 10 years, in 20 years. This is my first experience. So I think it's a wonderful way to enter into dialogue. Of course, like anything else, you have to use it in a wise way. All good things need to be used wisely. And I mean, I can't be on Twitter or on Facebook hours and hours a day.
It's a full-time job.
Of course. You know, I'll take 10, 15 minutes or something in the evening or sometime in the day to go check and send a few messages. But I think we need to be where the people are. You know, Paul VI already said this many, many years ago. There was a time when we rang the bell and everybody came. Not anymore. We need to go out, outreach. Go where people are, enter into dialogue, see where they're at, and be able to establish relationship and present the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. That's my passion, and it's my life, and I'm blessed in our Archdiocese of Quebec to have a great team of men and women who want to continue to do this. although the challenges are enormous, it's a wonderful life.
I have to end the interview commenting on your lapel symbol. Now, most bishops or archbishops I've ever met carry a cross on their lapel as a symbol of who they are and what they do. You don't have a cross in your lapel. You have a fish hook.
Yes. Well, see, I have a cross here in the chain around my neck, a big cross, actually. But yes, this is not only on my lapel. This fisherman's hook is also on my coat of arms. Jesus said to Peter, I will make you a fisher of men. That's my full-time job, my friend, bringing people to Christ, bringing people to encounter the one who has changed my life, the one who brings new life. You know, it's not a net, it's not a fisherman's net, because with a fisherman's net, you catch fish. With a hook, you have to tease it and you have to attract it. And I think that's what a Christian should be out in the world, whether he be a member of a secular institute or out there in the world as baptized men and women. We have to attract people and invite them to meet our saving Lord. So I wear this proudly. It's a conversation piece. Like you asked me, many people everywhere as I go ask me, what's that? Do you like fishing? I says, you bet I do. You must not have time to go fishing, huh? I says, I do. It's a full-time job for me. So then we start talking, and it's a wonderful conversation piece.